Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Howard. How are you today?
I'm just wonderful. Absolutely. Another great day.
Howard, a lot of people snorted a week or two ago when you reported that Embiid was not really playing right now because they're in the midst of contract negotiations. It appears that report was correct because yesterday they agreed to a $148 million five-year deal. Do you feel vindicated from all the people who were giving you a hard time?
Well, I mean, I've been through this, as you know, and other people know. I've been through this before. So do I feel vindicated? Yeah, I guess I knew I was right when I reported it, and now other people know I was right. The problem is the people on the beat are jealous, not all of them, some of them, because they don't have these stories, and they're the ones that are supposed to have these stories. But more than anything else, and I mentioned it to Ike Reese last night, when we're getting ready to do the radio show at Chickies and Pete's, I said, Ike, you had Brett Brown on the afternoon in which I reported it that morning. And you asked Brett Brown, and he said it was completely untrue. So, and then I saw Brett Brown one or two days later. They had this luncheon for the media. And by coincidence, he and Colangelo are walking into this luncheon the same time I am. And Brett Brown says to me, he said in a kidding way, he says, will you stop starting trouble? I says, well, that's what I do for a living, but will you guys start telling the truth?
You were right again, Howard. Howard, they hate you. And you know why? Because you get to the – I don't know how you do it. With your personality, I can't believe you cultivate sources, but it works. Whatever you're doing, Eskin, it's amazing.
That's a backhanded compliment if I ever heard.
I didn't do that job years ago, and I didn't have a great personality for it either.
No.
Somehow Eskin can schmooze when he needs to get the information. It's tremendous.
You know, it's interesting. Before the first preseason game, and I didn't know exactly what it was, Joel Embiid's sitting there, and this is after he's playing tennis and running around at night and all that. Nobody's talking, so I go up to him. I says, what do you think you're doing? You know, we went back and forth. He says, there's going to be an announcement tomorrow. Now, he said tomorrow. So I thought it was something about 515. As it turns out, he knew he was going to sign the contract. He knew, and he told me he was going to play the first game. So he knew all this stuff was going on. I just didn't think at that point, because I didn't think the Sixers would do this.
Well, I'm about to ask you. Was it a smart deal to do this?
I know they have protection, but here's the problem. But it boxes them in. Somehow you still got to count it against the cap if you want to sign other people. I've contended now for weeks, and people can start saying I'm wrong again, that at least weeks, that they will not sign a big-time free agent because that owner will not go over the maximum of the cap because then he has to pay a luxury tax. There's not a chance in the world. This team is about trusting the profits, not the process.
And that's good.
And this is what it's all about. So now they're kind of – because they have other contracts that are coming up.
Right.
So they will not start signing big-time free agents because that's not the way he's going to go with this. And I still think – and this is another – I think within 4 years – he will sell this team because he's all about the money. Now, that's great for the fans. Joshua Harris sells the team, that's great for the fans. So all this starts to lay it out. He wants to try to win, but back to the original question. I don't understand why they signed him. There's no advantage for the Sixers to sign him. Now, there's an advantage for the agent, but you, I think, touched on the point a few minutes before I came on. If he's at a point where he can get more money by playing more games, and the zoologist and the other doctor they got from Barcelona tell him, no, you know, you can't play this game. We don't want to. And then there's an argument, and then the agent goes to the union, and then they complain that he's not being played because they don't want to pay him. I don't understand. It's going to create, I think, over time, it's going to create problems. But here, I'll throw something else into the mix for you. I think the agent did it because he wanted to start the clock on a new contract, because I don't think Embiid's more than a six-year player in the NBA, because I've seen it with, and we've all seen it, big guys with bad feet and injury problems, so he can get to that second contract before his career may. I said may.
All right.
We all hope he's going to play. Maybe over.
I gotta give you credit, Howard. I love trust the process, profits. I think that's spectacular. That's yours, or did you steal that? Is that really yours?
No, mine.
That's brilliant. I'm going to steal it myself right now. But, Howard, I got to get to this Eagles stuff, because you were on the sideline. We entirely missed what happened to Lane Johnson, but you were right there. What did you see what caused this concussion, and do you have any sense for how serious it is?
Well, let me go to the first part. I am thinking, you know, and for whatever, when he didn't come back out the second half, when they run off the field, obviously they run by me, and Lane Johnson happened to run by me. I looked at him like I look at a lot of players. No expression. Didn't even think anything of it until afterwards. And I'm trying to think, did I see something? Was something wrong with him? I couldn't tell what happened on the field. And it doesn't always have to be a hit to the head. Mm. When your neck snaps, it can cause a concussion. So maybe in a block something happened, but he got in the locker room at halftime. And he told people he just didn't feel right. So we're examined, and obviously he didn't pass the test that you have to pass to come back out. But with all the protocol that you've got to go through and seeing the independent neurologist, I don't know how he can get that done. In a week, you got a chance. In this short a period of time, I just don't know how he can get that done. Right. Because he still has to see an independent neurologist, and I can't believe that can't happen until tomorrow, or the team leaves tomorrow.
That's crazy.
So I don't know how. Right. I just can't see how he can play.
Howard, the big story of the game was the best performance of his career by Wentz. And we see how composed he is in the game. What's he like on the sideline?
He's the same. I think the thing that I've always noticed, and there's a fine that they have for bad body language. Now, it's a little fine. It's like, I don't know, if it's $25, they put it into a fund, whatever. If you have bad body language, you get fined. When he comes, and this is not the reason I don't think he does it. When there's a bad play and something's wrong, it's like after the interception, comes over to the sidelines, he does the same thing that he did if it's a good play. Obviously, after the excitement, he gets right back. Looking at those, or they don't even look at the pictures anymore. They have their screens that they look at, going over plays for the next series. There's never an indication that he's got bad body language, and he just takes bad plays with him to the next series. That's one of the best things, and I've noticed that last year too. One of the best things I see about him, he just gets ready for the next series when he comes over to the sidelines. But obviously he's excited after a touchdown and the team's excited, but then he gets right back to work getting ready for the next series. And that's one of the best things that I've seen other than what he does on the field.
But you've been around. Can you see him being anything but a big star?
Not right now. Mm. I mean, being a quarterback, obviously, people get to figure you out. But I don't know that there's anything to figure out. Some quarterbacks you like to run, you just contain him, and you put more people back in the secondary and say, throw it because you're going to make a mistake. And there's quarterbacks that have done that, and they're not successful after a couple of years. Carson Wentz, I just don't notice a pattern that other teams can defend against, because his extending plays is not something that you can defend against, because you're already defending it and there's nothing different that you can do. No, I can't see how he can't get better. Like the pass, the interception. That's something he's going to get better on. He said he didn't see the safety in the middle of the field, but he should have seen it.
Yeah.
So now I guarantee you he's learned from that. He will pay attention to that.
You like Thursday Night Football, Howard?
I think it's a disgrace. it's an absolute disgrace. It's bad. First of all, there's a lot of football that's bad football.
Right.
It's not fair to the teams, but more than anything, it's not fair to the fans, because you normally don't get good football. The problem is people watch it. And as long as people watch, and as long as the NFL can make money on it, and that's what it's all about, as long as they can get that, it's such a disadvantage for the road team. It's so terrible.
Yeah, it is.
The Eagles can't even really practice for 2 days, because you got to get better from the bumps and bruises. And Bo Allen, I saw limp off the field on Sunday. I'm sure he's got to get, I think it was his ankle, he's got to get better. But those are, it's hard to get better in such a short period of time. And I think it's absolutely terrible. Now, the advantage is, whether you don't like the game the next Sunday, that they have a lot of time. It's almost like a little bit of a bye week, because I'm sure Doug Peterson will give the players off for 3 days.
Sure.
It's almost like a little bit of a bye week, but still, it is a disadvantage, and it's not good football to play on Thursday night.
All right, Howard, I want to do something I've not done in all the years that you've appeared on our show. Could you please tell people how to follow you on Twitter? Because you're still the best guy in this town to break stories. How can they get these stories up to the minute?
Well, it's just at Howard Eskin. And I'll give you another thing I put out there yesterday. Markel Fultz, you watch him shoot a foul shot, saying, what the hell is that? And I asked somebody, I said, did he do that in college? And they said, no. I said, well, why is he doing it now? Because his shoulder is sore. Now, okay. Now, he takes a shot, but he does on the foul line. He brings it up. It's obviously there's a problem with his shoulder. Now, I'm told it's not a serious problem, but it's still a problem.
Wow.
So just a little thing that I put out there yesterday. And just to clear up something Al said, I did not ask that first question.
About the haircut?
First question.
No, that
was for fun.
Right.
But I did not ask that
he did
question
not ask
about
it.
The haircut. Oh.
Eskin, you know we're all pretty much in awe of you, right? You know that.
No,
come on, Howard.
That.
You gotta be Howard.
Come on, Angelo.
That Embiid story. I heard so many people say, it's Eskin. What does he know? He nailed it. Nailed it. He was 100% right. That's what was holding the guy back. Eskin,
there's
you're the
no
best
question.
Reporter in this city, and you've been that way for a long time.
Okay, thanks.
The legend.
You're right, but thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.